Okay, we're going to start in John 16, verse 13. John 16, verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And Jesus is telling the disciples about the Holy Spirit. And he has given them instruction because they're going to need the Holy Spirit, because when Jesus leaves, they will be under the guidance and instruction of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, without the Holy Spirit, you're not going to have the wisdom and the counsel that you need to react properly and to be in a proper place and be in the will of God. And so you need that Holy Spirit. And if you are not a believer, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and God will give you the Holy Spirit as a down payment on your inheritance of eternal life. He will seal you with the Holy Spirit of promise. Paul tells us in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, you will be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is a down payment on our inheritance, which is yet to come. And so Jesus has given the disciples instruction here in John chapter 16, verse 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. And so we have, as believers, the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, and he will disclose those things that are yet to come, and he will disclose the truth in all matters, and he will disclose to us that which is of Jesus Christ. Jesus says the Spirit takes from the Father and takes what is mine and will reveal it to you. And so what better counselor could we have? What better instructor could we have? What better a way to proceed through life than to receive the counsel and wisdom of God himself through the Holy Spirit? And so that is God's plan for all eternity, that we have the Holy Spirit here on this earth, and then we have communion, our full inheritance as soon as we die. Our full inheritance comes to us as soon as we die. And so God is a merciful God and a God of grace and a God of love. And so this perfect plan of his has been put into place and was set into place when Jesus went to the cross and died for us, when Jesus shed his blood for us. And all you have to do, brothers and sisters, is say yes to Jesus. Just say yes to life and say, Jesus, I need you. I want you. I repent of my sin. And if you have never repented of your sin, it's a turning away. It's saying to God, I want to let you cleanse me. I want the blood of Jesus to cleanse me. And you turn away from your sin. And you can only do that really through the power of Jesus' blood and through redeeming nature of his blood, the freeing, freedom-giving nature of his blood. And so when you do that, then the Holy Spirit is given to you. And brothers and sisters, just get in the habit of asking God for wisdom and counsel. Get in the habit of spending time alone on your knees in your prayer closet, or find some place where it's quiet. Even if you don't have a quiet place in your house, maybe come to the church, or go out to a park every day and spend 30 minutes alone with God. Spend an hour alone. And when you do that, when you get in the habit of spending time alone with God and say, God, just fill me up with your wisdom and your counsel. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit. And when you do that, God will grant you the desires of your heart, not just material things for your life, not just a bank account that's flowing over. Sometimes, you know, your bank account may not flow over, but God will provide for you in a material sense. But even more than that, he will provide wisdom and counsel and the peace of knowing that you are walking with God, the peace of knowing that you are in the will of God. Jesus said in John 14:27, my peace I give unto you. Therefore, he said that the world can't give it to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you, he said. But therefore, do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. And so when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the peace of the Holy Spirit comes into you, and you don't need to be troubled by the daily news. You don't need to be troubled by the economy. You don't need to be troubled by the circumstances of your life. Yes, we're all going to have pain. We're going to have trauma. We're going to have a loss of loved ones. We're going to have economic calamity, and sometimes lose our jobs or lose our business or whatever. There's going to be all kinds of things that you just can't know that what is coming into your life. You just can't know all the circumstances that may come against you, but you can know the person who can take care of it. You can know the person who gives you that peace, and that is the peace given to us by Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to look here in Acts, the 13th chapter. If you would, turn your Bibles to Acts, the 13th chapter, and we're going to look to see how the Holy Spirit counsels, and it will counsel each and every one of us if you ask God to counsel you. James 1:5 says that if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God, and so God is more than willing to give wisdom to those of us who ask for it. God wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to understand His ways and not our own. Proverbs 3, it says, lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Well, back to Acts 13:1, Paul and a group of other men are getting ready to ask the Holy Spirit to send some of them out into the mission field, and you may be in this position yourself, asking God, God, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Lord, I want to serve. I want to step out in the kingdom, see the kingdom move forward. And so when you ask God for that, God will provide an answer. He will give you an answer if you're operating in His perfect will. And so as we look in verse 1, now there were at Antioch in the church that was there prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul, otherwise known as Paul, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And verse 4, so being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And then it goes on to describe the missionary journey of Saul and Barnabas. And so the Holy Spirit set apart Saul and Barnabas for the work of the Lord, for the missionary work of the Lord. And God wants to do this, brothers and sisters, in your life. He wants to set you aside to your perfect calling. He wants to set you aside and give you an anointing to go out into the harvest field and help bring in the harvest. He wants to declare for you what His plan is for you. He tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, I have a plan for you, declares the Lord. He has declared what His plan is for you. I have a plan for you, declares the Lord. It's a plan with a hope and a future. It's not a plan for calamity. It's not a plan to harm you, but it's a plan to prosper you. And then He goes on to say in Jeremiah 29:12-13, that if you would seek me with all your heart, seek me with all your heart, that you will find me. Yes, Lord wants to have you to find Him. He wants you to trust in Him. He wants you to acknowledge Him in all your ways. And when you do that, God is faithful. God is faithful to deliver us, and God is faithful to show us the way. And we can flop around, and we can go around in circles out in the wilderness area, and we can wonder, and we can question, and spend time doing things that bring no fruit for the kingdom and really no fruit for ourselves and are very counterproductive. And that goes with human relationships also, not just working for the Lord, but also human relationships. You know, you may end up in a relationship with a woman or a man, and you don't know whether to proceed. Maybe you want to get married, maybe you don't. But you know, when you ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom, counsel, and instruction, when you trust the Lord in all your ways and get by yourself and spend time in quiet by yourself. God will reveal to you his perfect plan. God will give you beyond any doubt, beyond any uncertainty, his perfect will and his perfect plan. And when you do that, when you walk in his perfect will, then you don't make mistakes, you don't make missteps, you don't spend years walking around in the wilderness wondering if you're going in the right direction or wondering if God's going to provide manna for you. When you're in the perfect will of God and you have the counsel and wisdom and instruction of the Holy Spirit, you have that peace that you know you're doing the right thing. And just as Saul and Barnabas, otherwise known as Paul, just as Saul and Barnabas were set aside by the Holy Spirit, it says here in verse 2 that they were the men were ministering to the Lord and fasting. In other words, they were saying, Lord, we don't want to feed our flesh. We don't want to give any provision to the flesh, Lord. We just want our spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit. We want our spirit to bear witness with the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we're just asking you to instruct us so that there be no mistake, so that the two men or the three men or however many men, maybe God wanted to send them all out, but God showed them the two men that he wanted to be sent out. And so there was no mistake. There was perfect unity between the decision that these men made and the Lord God and his will for their life. And then it says in verse 3 that when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And so they were sent out by the Holy Spirit. And what a comforting thing to know that we are sent out by the Holy Spirit and that there is no missteps, no mistakes, and God has got our rear guard and the Holy Spirit is with us to give us counsel and direction, and we cannot make a mistake when we are doing that. Well, over to Acts 16, we're going to take a look at another situation where Paul is instructed and counseled by the Holy Spirit. And in this chapter, Paul has already been out on the mission field for probably quite a while, and he's with Barnabas. And actually, the book of Acts was written by Luke, the same writer who wrote Luke the Gospel. And so Luke traveled with him, we know, at least in certain parts of his missionary journeys. And so in Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 6, Paul is talking here, and I believe Luke is writing this, and it says, "And they passed through the Phrygian and Galatian region, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia." And so here we have here a situation where the Holy Spirit has given Paul wisdom and counsel not to preach the word in a certain place. Maybe it was too dangerous there. Maybe there was not the receptive atmosphere, the receptive attitude that God wanted for that place. God had his reasons, but for whatever reasons they were, Paul was instructed not to speak the word in this place. And if you trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, that Holy Spirit will give you counsel. I remember back this year, went on a mission trip to a certain place, and the Lord told me not to take certain people with me. And he showed me in a dream. I asked the Lord, Lord, reveal to me, do you want me to take these certain people? And the Lord revealed to me in a dream not to take them. The counsel of the Holy Spirit was very clear, that if I took them, I would be inviting lots of problems for myself and for the kingdom work. And so I very politely decided not to take them with me, and there was no hard feelings, no ruffled feathers, but God's will, God's perfect will was outlined to me. And so that's what happened with Paul here. God just showed him and said, don't speak the word in Asia. And verse 7, "And when they had come to Mysia, they were trying to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus," or the Holy Spirit, "did not permit them." So there again, Paul was receiving instruction from the Holy Spirit, don't go in to Mysia or to Bithynia. And so God was making it very clear that there were certain places he wanted them to go, certain places he did not want them to go. And verse 8, "And passing by Mysia, they came to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A certain man of Macedonia was standing and appealing to him and saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' And when he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. And therefore, putting out to sea from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and on the day following to Neapolis, and there from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia, a Roman colony, and we were staying in this city for some days. And so the actual geographical locations and the actual places of the journey probably aren't so important at this point in time. Of course, they were very important to Paul. But the main lesson to be taken from this is that, you know, God gave Paul a very explicit roadmap. God gave Paul instruction that was very detailed. And God wants you to know that every situation in your life is important to him. Every detail is important to him. Psalm 37:4, the Lord says to us, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, and God's desire for us is that his kingdom be glorified, that his name be glorified, that we bring glory to him through the circumstances that we encounter in our life. And so every detail is very important to God, every detail. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, or Jesus was saying, and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God wants you to have, brothers and sisters, the joy and the peace and the pleasure of knowing that you're walking in the perfect will of God. And he has given us that way to know how to do that, and that is through the wisdom and counsel of the Holy Spirit. And so here in the 16th chapter, not only did the Holy Spirit say, don't go into these places, then Paul says, okay, what am I to do now? You've blocked my entry into Mysia and into Bithynia. Okay, what am I to do now, God? And God then sent a vision to Paul in the night, and a certain man from Macedonia was standing and appealing to him in a vision, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And so God opened up the door, and you know, God opens up doors that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. He opens up doors that no man can shut, and he closes doors that no man can open. And when God opens up a door for it, brothers and sisters, that's when you want to say yes. That's when you want to say, Lord, I'm coming. And when God opens up a door for you, he intends for you to walk through it. And when you do walk through it, you're going to be blessed. When you do walk through it, you're going to receive the anointing, because the anointing comes from obedience to God. The anointing comes from saying yes to God. And when you get in the habit of saying yes, then it's very easy to walk through those open doors. And when you get in the habit of saying no, then your heart starts to harden towards God. You get a hardened heart. You start to turn away. You start to backslide. You want to say, every time God says there's an open door, every time God provides an opportunity, you say no, no, no. And your heart gets hard. And after a while, your neck gets hard, and God will have to break it in order to get you to see his will and see his way in your life. Proverbs 29:1 says, he who stiffens his neck after much reproof will be broken beyond remedy. And so don't get to that point, brothers and sisters. Stay open to God. Stay open. Pray for God to open doors for you. Pray for God to provide openings for you that you can walk through. And when you do walk through those openings, you will be blessed. And that's how you walk in the glory. That's how you walk in the supernatural. And that's how God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When people start to say yes to God, when people start to say yes to his kingdom, when people start to say yes to God's provision in their life, and his desire to have you give his provision back into the kingdom. And when you do that, God will just bless you in so many ways. And it is just an awesome thing to watch God work in our lives. I know these revivals that I preach, you know, God just opens up the door for those. And there's an anointing there that comes from being obedient. And I just rejoice in the fact that I'm able to do that. And so when you say yes to God, and walk through those open doors, God will just bless you, and he will keep you, and he will make your path straight. Well, lean on the Holy Spirit. Lean not on your own understanding. And when you lean on the Holy Spirit and receive his wisdom and his counsel, you will not misstep. You will make no mistake. There may be times when you wonder, you know, waiting on God. There may be times when you wonder, God, are you still there? God, are you giving me instruction? Because sometimes God will take you right to the edge before he brings deliverance, or sometimes he might take you right to the edge before your change comes, or before your breakthrough comes, or before your provision comes. But when God gives you a vision, there's always provision, and he will provide for you everything that you need. Well, trust in him, brothers and sisters. Trust in him and accept him. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your sins. Repent. Repent, Peter said in Acts 2:38, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the greatest gift that mankind has ever received. It's the greatest gift that each of us personally will ever know, and I just pray that you will receive that gift today. Well, thanks for listening today. God bless you. We'll see you next week.